Lessons from the Rise and Fall of Nations, July 16. He reveals deep and secret things, he knows what is in the darkness, and light dwells with him. The prophets to whom these great scenes were revealed longed to understand their import. They inquired and searched diligently, searching what, or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify. Unto whom it was revealed, that not unto themselves, but unto us they did minister the things, which are now reported unto you, which things the angels desire to look into. To us who are standing on the very verge of their fulfillment, of what deep moment, what living interest, are these delineations of the things to come, events for which, since our first parents turned their steps from Eden, God's children have watched and waited, longed and prayed. From the rise and fall of nations as made plain in the pages of Holy Writ, they need to learn how worthless is mere outward and worldly glory. Babylon, with all its power and its magnificence, the like of which our world has never since beheld, power and magnificence which to the people of that day seemed so stable and enduring, how completely has it passed away. As the flower of the grass it has perished. So perishes all that has not God for its foundation. Only that which is bound up with his purpose and expresses his character can endure. His principles are the only steadfast things our world knows. It is these great truths that old and young need to learn. We need to study the working out of God's purpose in the history of nations and in the revelation of things to come, that we may estimate at their true value things seen and things unseen, that we may learn what is the true aim of life, that, viewing the things of time in the light of eternity, we may put them to their truest and noblest use. Thus, learning here the principles of his kingdom and becoming its subjects and citizens, we may be prepared at his coming to enter with him into its possession. The day is at hand. For the lessons to be learned, the work to be done, the transformation of character to be effected, the time remaining is but too brief a span.